great scholar Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that if you notice in your child any good behavior or he has performed any good work, if your child does something extraordinary, father should reward the child with any sort of present or gift, some sort of gift to appreciate him. And father should also express happiness upon his good attitude and good work and appreciate him in front of people to encourage him. Let's say, for example, if your child offered salah in front of you, or he helped someone who helped his brother, or say he did any good work, or he speaks truth, or helped his mother. There are many examples which can be thought in this regard, with regards to works of home, or helping the neighbors, or his attitude with others, with his friends, or good attitude with relatives, anything nice. Even if you notice your child is polite, very respectful with others, then appreciate him. Give him present. Say like, MashaAllah, wow, wonderful, you've done an excellent job, MashaAllah. Come here, let me give you some present and give him something. You can even give him 5 or 10 pounds, and if you feel appropriate, you can make him owner of that money. Or even if you want, you can give him some coins. It can be a small amount. If you start thinking about money, money is money. Idea is to give some sort of present to your child. Try to give something as a present or gift. It can be just a pencil. Try to keep small things at home, small presents, so you can give as a gift or present to appreciate your children. And further, he said that express your happiness. Wow, subhanallah, mashallah, well done, excellent, good, good. Your child should feel that you're happy, and try to appreciate your child in front of people, not when he's alone, even if family's around. Another benefit of this, I say, is that other kids will be motivated. If you praise one child, appreciate him, others will be motivated too. They will also think that we should also do something extraordinary or good, that we are also appreciated by our parents or by elders. And there's another way of doing this too. For example, your daughter did household chores today. She cooked nice food, said she did well in cooking. You can appreciate her. You can exchange a few words of sympathy with her. Maybe you can say these words that you must have been tired, you should rest a bit. At least you can say this, can't you? You can offer her food at the time of serving first. Daughter, you start first, because you've worked hard today. You've done cleaning and cooking too. Try to encourage her, appreciate her. With these words, at least, should make a habit to encourage and appreciate our children.